This is Deanne Penn at the United Nations. The decision by an independent international jury to nominate an Egyptian photojournalist who has been incarcerated for nearly 5 years for a top UN award helps shine the light on press freedom at a pivotal moment. That's according to Maria Ressa, who is president of the jury for this year's World Press Freedom Prize, awarded each year by the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. The 2018 winner, announced on Monday, is photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zaid, who goes by the name of Shokan, whose imprisonment on terrorism-related charges has been described by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention as a clear breach of human rights law. According to press reports, the Egyptian government issued a statement saying it deeply regretted the nomination of Shokan for the award, which will be formally presented next week on World Press Freedom Day. Matt Wells asked Maria Ressa, whose own news site based in the Philippines, Rappler, has been heavily criticized by the government there, why the jury had chosen Shokan for the UNESCO award.
It was actually a difficult decision. We went through 3 rounds, and finally, in the end, when we came down to it, it was a unanimous decision to give him the award for a lot of reasons. We had really hoped that there is, aside from being able to help his family, but that this recognition does something, has impact in the real world. And hopefully, Shokan is in a situation where it could have impact, and his work would be recognized at the same time.
So you were obviously aware that it would be controversial to give this award to somebody who is imprisoned in his home country.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it places global attention on a man who, according to him, has only been doing his job, that the people who he was arrested with have all been released, and he's been in prison for nearly 5 years. So this is something that, Amnesty International has criticized the actions against him. The Committee to Protect Journalists has given him an award. This is a man who deserves our attention.
What about his reporting and his journalism particularly stood out as fearless and as uncompromising in your view?
I think if you look now on Twitter, you can see slew of his photos that are there. The Rory Peck Trust has actually continued supporting his family. His photographs continue to go on exhibition in different parts of the world. I think one of the things you need to look at is also how different human rights groups around the world have also called his extended detention, have called attention that imagine a man whose health, his family is saying that he has health issues, that at times he wasn't given the medical attention he needed, and he's young. He spent his 30th birthday in prison. So this is something that at a time when press freedom is rolling back in different parts of the world, it's time to focus attention again on a young photojournalist who was working for an international news group at the time he was arrested. And he continues to remain in prison nearly 5 years later.
I mean, given that he has been detained for so long, since August 2013, I believe, are you...
Correct.
Are you concerned at all about the impact, the adverse impact, potentially, that this award, this extra notoriety might have on him and the conditions in which he's being imprisoned?
Look, different members of the jury have different reasons. So let me speak not as the president of the jury, but just in my own thinking about this. When you are under attack by the state and you are the journalist there, you're facing immense powers. It is, I'm being told this now. It's, you cannot fight City Hall, but journalists all over the world continue to do this. And oftentimes the only defense that we have, aside from our work, and his work remains documented and can be viewed by the public, aside from that, the only defense is to shine the light. And shining the light is really, as a journalist who's under siege or under attack by a state, it helps put attention that this man will not be forgotten, that his work in journalism is important, and that power at some point should be held accountable. So again, I speak up myself as a member of the jury. There, you can speak to others there. But you know, one of the most interesting things for me is that in our discussions and in terms of finally choosing, we were unanimous in this choice. And then what we did is we gave our recommendation to the Director General, UNESCO.
I mean, what's been your personal reaction, again, as chair of this independent jury, to the fact that the Egyptian government has denounced this nomination?
For me, it's to be expected. You know, and again, we've seen this in many countries around the world where powerful governments do not like journalists' mission to hold them accountable. And what we do is, in many ways, this is the right next steps, right? Shokan could face the death penalty. I mean, this is a pivotal moment, we think, for him, and giving him, awarding him the World Press Freedom Prize, the Guillermo Camno World Press Freedom Prize, is one of the ways that we can help a photojournalist, journalists around the world who want to continue holding power to account, to give that kind of support to him, to Shokan himself, and to others around the world.
And how important overall is it for the UN cultural agency, UNESCO, to be awarding this prize every year?
I think it's critically important. I'll speak from personal experience. I became a jury member for the Guillermo Camno Award before the attacks against Rappler began in the Philippines. And going through this at this time period for me has given me time to reflect exactly on why this prize is important. You know, my first year that I was judging, I was looking for hope. And as a joke, I was saying, look, we want to give journalists around the world recognition that it isn't just danger we walk into, that death is not something that we aspire for, right? And so over the years, you can see where it's headed. And for UNESCO to take this, I think, helps focus one day a year on the increasingly dismal numbers that we're seeing for press freedom globally.